What?
Hi, Victor.
Yes.
Hi, Victor. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing
well? I'm good.
Yes.
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Actually, I was calling you because it looks like you were in your client dashboard, you know, where you view your report.
Okay.
And there's usually this box that'll pop up. And it'll say, like, request information, like, on Yelp ads or Google guaranteed, Google verified, paying per lead. And
yes.
So when you click on that, it'll send a message that you're requesting information on that. So I'm calling to see if maybe you might have clicked by accident or if you wanted information regarding that program as well.
Yes, you're right. Yes, I think I clicked. This morning?
The accidente? Maybe?
Uh-huh.
Accidente, okay.
Yes. Well, not really. It was
no?
On purpose. Cause,
okay.
Cause, yes, it was on purpose because, you know, I went to my dashboard. And,
uh-huh.
You know, like, you know, I see my logo.
Yeah.
Account settings, you know, business info, website editor.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, scrolling down, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, total results, two local leads, I got two, and I click on one of those just to see what pops up. And,
yeah.
And I'm not really familiar with it. So I think
So that's probably when it clicked. Okay.
Uh-huh. So
that's good that you're maneuvering through it. Okay. So it wasn't that you wanted information about those programs. You were actually maneuvering through because, you know, to kind of get familiar with it, right? And that's understandable.
Well, okay.
But because there was a part that said leads, let me go into your client dashboard and see what I see. Give me one second here. Let me go here.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes people, they might click on it by mistake, but and then other times it's because they really want to know about it. But either way, because I handle those notifications, I have to make sure that it wasn't, you know, something that you were inquiring about. Let me go to your dashboard so I can see what leads you saw there. Client dashboard. Okay, let's see. The two local leads. Okay, so yeah, when you click on where it says two local leads, when you click on it, you'll get this box that comes up, Google Verified, and it says attract more local customers with Google Verified, and then it says Yelp ads, reach more local customers with Yelp ads. So if you exit out of it, obviously, it's still going to send us a message, so you just put no thanks. Okay, so one of the leads is actually – when you exit out of the box and it takes you to two of them, there's one that I see that's from an 855 number, and that was actually the PIN code that was sent to you for your PV, for your profile verification code. The other number is our phone number calling you when they were setting up your call tracking. So any calls that you would get from our program is going to show up as a lead in your client dashboard. So get familiar with it so that way you could start seeing, like, okay, because you'll be able to see your calls from there too.
Okay.
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 So I will tell you this, Victor, Google Verified is a separate program from what you have with us now. So, es donde pagas por lead, right? You pay for a lead that you receive, but it'll come to you in the form of a phone call. When it comes to your concrete services, right, you don't do so much como foundation, correct?
Well, yes. It's all related with it. Yes.
Okay.
I think I put it on my, you know, the work that I do.
Yes, I see the concrete driveways, floor, concrete floor, like I see all the keywords, but because see this Google, this other type of, it's called a Google Verified, I see concrete foundation installs, concrete foundation repairs. So that type of, this other program, which is a five de lo que tienes ahorita with us, It's a program donde pagas por el lead, but the lead's going to come to you in the form of a phone call. And you do not share it with anyone. Okay? It is only sent to you. But it's very specific to concrete, and I'll tell you what that means. Okay? So you wouldn't be under, like, hardscape because you're not a landscaper, right? Even though you do, I see a lot of work that might pertain to hardscaping, right? Like the driveways and stuff like that. But when we're talking about a specific category, this one's called Foundation Pro. It's someone who's specifically to foundation that does basement waterproofing, crawl space foundation, the drainage, the install, the raising, slab foundation, steel, pier pilings, water moisture control. Do you do any of that?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, since we're on the phone, let me talk to you about it. It's good information for you to have, even if you didn't do it now, but it's something for you to know about, right?
Yes.
So basically, this program, what it is, and I'm sorry if I keep going back in Spanish. I've been speaking Spanish all morning.
Yes, no worries.
But anyhow, your English is beautiful, by the way. I didn't want to offend you, so I'm sorry. So Google Verified is a program where you pay per lead, and the lead, it'll come to you in the form of a phone call. You do not share it with anyone, okay? It is only sent to you. And they're the ones that you're going to see a mero arriba that have a check mark that says verified. They're the very first ones at the very, very top. So this program, there are requirements that Google requires for you to be a part of it, okay? So what they require, and please don't be offended when I ask you these questions because I need to see if you qualify for it. What license do you carry? Is it the Class B or the Class C with the C61 or D30? Mm-hmm. Which one do you have?
The Class C, C8.
C8? The CA or the C8?
Number 8, C8.
Okay. Because the ones that they're asking for you to carry is a Class C with a C61 D30, Class C with a C61 D06, or the Class C with a C61 D51, or a Class B general contracting. The one that you have is the Class 8, you said, right?
Right, C8.
Okay, C8, yeah. So you wouldn't qualify for this program yet because you have to have one of those licenses to be a part of that program. Okay. But if you ever get one of those licenses, it would be a good thing for you to kind of, you know, look into. No más que los leads son más caros. The leads you're looking at, roughly the leads would cost you, let me see, $115 a lead.
Every lead.
So, yeah, every lead. So the way that it works, like let's say you qualified for it, right? And you got approved.
Right.
They run a background check. They're going to ask you for your social security number to run the background check. Okay? Uh-huh. They want to make sure you don't have felonies in the last 7 years. And they want you to carry $1 million in general liability insurance.
Right.
Okay? Now, for that program, there's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out, upload your license, upload your insurance, and then we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, to get it approved, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but I've seen some people get approved, okay, within 3 weeks. It really depends. Yeah, it depends how quickly you respond to the background check and submit your application. But once you're approved, you'll have an activation budget, okay, to activate your leads. So the minimum monthly activation budget to turn the leads on is $1,495. And that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So each lead is $115. However, Let's say someone called you to remove a tree. That's an unqualified lead because they're calling you outside of your service. Google has to credit the lead back to you.
Okay.
If they called you to solicitate you or to see if you were hiring, that's an unqualified lead that will be credited back. What they consider a qualified lead is if you talked about price over the phone, like you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's a qualified lead. Okay. Now, if you only got one lead in the month, whatever is left over in your budget, it rolls over to the next month. So the next month, you're only going to pay $115 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally makes sense. But so what's the purpose of my advertising then, or my
the business? Advertising that you have is a perfect program for you right now, because the program that you have with us right now is getting you in the local map section on the first page of Google, which is one of Google's primary spots. Okay, but you also are included with the website, the directories, the Facebook ads. I will tell you that this package that Ben set you up with is also one of our better packages, especially right now for you to start with, because it's going to bring you unlimited calls. No hay límite de las llamadas que vas a recibir. So this is an excellent program that you have right now. What I would suggest, if at any time in the future, okay, you want to expand to a bigger area, right? Or you want to focus just on Poodle Foundation, but you want more control over the leads, then this would be a good program to look at, you know, in the future. But I think right now with the program that you have is one of the best packages.
The package that you have
is one that I recommend a lot to people that I speak with. So you got a good program.
And right now it's on Google. Is my listing on Google already? Or if I search for, you know, on Google, it's going to show there on top? Because that was the purpose of the...
Yes. So what you have...
So
let me explain, Victor. People get confused with this program that you and I were just talking about and confused with the package that they have with us. You're getting first page placement results. Okay. On Google, there's three positions. At the very tippy top of the page is where it's the program where you pay per lead. Okay. Underneath of that is the local map. That's where it's unlimited calls where you're paying a flat rate. That is exactly where your placement is on the first page of Google in the local map. That's where everybody goes. 90% of people that are searching up a service are going to go to that section in the local map.
Okay.
So they see your pictures of your work. They see your logo. They see your business name. That's where they click and call you directly. Same thing. It's just that you pay a flat rate of $249 a month. So it doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get. You are paying just that same $249 a month.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This other program, I was just explaining it to you. I don't suggest it for you even now because you don't qualify for it. But any time in the future, okay, you want to grow a little bit bigger, right? Let's say you want to go into a more expanded area, right? You want to cover more area. You want to hit more of just bigger foundation jobs, let's say, per se, but where you have more control over the leads, then that's a program to look at. But you have to have that specific licensing for that program. For the package you have now, you don't need the special licensing that I was asking you about.
Well, so far that I know, with my license with the CA, I specialize in all sorts of companies.
Yo entiendo, pero para ser bien clara, es un requisito de Google, no de nosotros. Con la licencia que tú tienes ahora, eso es suficiente por el trabajo que tú hagas. Yo nomás te estaba explicando porque esa otra programa de Google, esos uh-huh. son esos son los requisitos que pidan ellos. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it's a different type of a program. It's got nothing to do with the program that you have now. You're fine with the package that you have. Okay. So yeah, okay. So, you have the proper licensing for what you're doing. You're fine. I'm just saying that Google for that specific program, that's what they want you to have. Uh-huh. It's not that you okay. need to have it to do the work that you do, but Google says, if you want leads from this program that we offer, then this is what we want you to have. It's not
well,
what
I
we
know.
Say.
I know it's all about business. It's all, you know, to make money, but...
Pero para ser sincera...
On this case, in this case...
Lo que
they
tú tienes...
Just focus on, they should just focus que, on their business, you know, but in this case, I know for sure I... My license covered everything.
Correcto.
But,
y
know,
por
I,
eso
I'm,
digo,
uh-huh.
mira, hasta olvídate de lo que te expliqué, porque no quiero que te confundes con el paquete que tienes ahora. El paquete que
no,
tú
no,
tienes
no.
ahora es uno que yo siempre
estoy,
ofrezco a muchos.
Because, sí, ya estoy, no estoy confundido.
Ya, el Google y el Facebook trabajan buenísimos juntos. You got a really good program. Really good program.
Okay.
Okay. But I want to thank you for your time, Victor. I don't want to keep you from work either because I know que andas trabajando, que no pega tanto calor hoy, right?
Okay.
Hopefully.
Sí, igualmente, sí va a ser okay. mucho.
Okay. I know. Ay, pobre. Tómate mucha agua.
Sí, oye, bueno, la otra pregunta para subir más fotos aquí en
ajá.
Pues en me voy a dashboard y en account settings o cómo tú.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go into the dashboard in your account settings. Let me go in there and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Let me see. I'm just putting. Let me go to your client dashboard and I'll tell you how you can upload them. Sometimes I always have to go back in the client dashboard to remember how to do it because I don't go in it that much to, let me see. So you go to client dashboard, and then, let me go here.
Because I already uploaded, you know, quite a big picture, but they say they don't qualify because they are too small. So I was waiting.
Yeah, a veces si los fotos están bien pequeños, or I'll tell you too, si no se miren bien claros, then they won't post those pictures porque they want those pictures to look really good for you, right? On your website and where we're promoting you. So
uh-huh.
if the picture, como a veces if the picture's like no es tan claro, like it's blurry or anything like that, then they won't post it because it's like then we're not paying attention to your pictures that you're posting, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So si te vas donde dicen, let me see. I don't want post. I want, is it business information? Media. Se me hace, let me see. Oh, here we go. Te vas donde dice business information, right? Donde dice
okay.
business info, okay? Y luego, when you go to, are you on it right now?
No.
Okay, well, when you go to business info, okay, there's a part that says location information, keywords, content, y luego dice media, okay? Te vas donde dice media, and you're going to scroll down where it says add pictures right where it says business photos, okay? You're going to add photos.
Oh, okay, yes. Cover,
and then you just
photo,
start adding.
Photo,
yep,
add
you see
photo,
what I'm talking
photo.
About? Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So you just click on add photos and you just keep adding your pictures. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So ves que había unos, do you see the ones that were updated on the 12th?
No, I haven't looked
at it. When you look at them, it says underneath of it, April Penida.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it says March 12th. So that's when they
right.
those ones were uploaded. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So if there's any that you upload and you're like, wait a minute, I don't even see them there, then you know.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for me?
Well, not so far.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Victor, it was such a pleasure to speak with you. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much, Ms. Medina.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
Sorry.